you, Lord. Amen. At this time, Bobby Jean's going to sing for us, and I believe she has a new one for us this morning. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. In the morning when I rise, my thoughts are on you. And all day long I think about all the things together that we do. 'Cause my only joy, Lord, is in you. My only joy is in you, Lord. Oh, my only joy is in you, Lord. I give praise and thanks to you, and glory and honor too, 'cause my only joy, Lord, is in you. My only joy is in you, Lord. Oh, my only joy is in you, Lord. I give praise and thanks to you, and glory and honor too, 'cause my only joy, Lord, is in you. At the end of the day when I lay down to sleep at night, the revelation you've given to me of flesh and bones glorified is plainly seen, for it's now manifested itself in me and made a joy that is only known in thee. My only joy is in you, Lord. My only joy is in you, Lord. I give praise and thanks to you, and glory and honor too, 'cause my only joy, Lord, is in you. My only joy is in you, Lord. My only joy is in you, Lord. I give praise and thanks to you, and glory and honor too, 'cause my only joy, Lord, is in you. In the mornings when I rise, my thoughts are on you. And all day long I think about all the things together that we do. 'Cause my only joy, Lord, is in you. My only joy is in you, Lord. Oh, my only joy is in you, Lord. I give praise and thanks to you, and glory and honor too, 'cause my only joy, Lord, is in you. At the end of the day when I lay down to sleep at night, the revelation you've given to me of flesh and bones glorified is plainly seen, for it's now manifested itself in me and made a joy that is only known in thee. My only joy is in you, Lord. Oh, my only joy is in you, Lord. I give praise and thanks to you, and glory and honor too, 'cause my only joy, Lord, is in you. I give praise and thanks to you, and glory and honor too, 'cause my only joy, Lord, is in you. 'Cause my only joy, Lord, is in you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. All right. Very good, Barbara. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. Time for the word now. We just thank the Lord for all his goodness, and thank God for giving us that unspeakable gift, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Bible says that we cannot come to God without coming through him. Can't come through the Father. So Jesus Christ will always be that special place. They have that place, special place. And by him comes life, see? Amen. Because we can't get to the Father unless we come through Jesus. Amen. So that's why we praise him and thank him for being real to us and accepting us. All right. We're reading today from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter to begin with. And probably some other word as we go along, and a lot of scripture we'll just refer to without reading, and try to bring it up to the day we're living in. Say, amen. Paul spoke some things that applied specifically to the time he lived in. Fact is, he said on one occasion, 1 Corinthians 7, I believe, that this, I suppose, is good for the present distress. Amen. So he was speaking, giving advice for the present distress that had a shelf life. It wouldn't go beyond that. It had its results then and there and was fulfilled then. And you can't bring it on over to our time period. Amen. So some of the scripture is written that way. And it's those that are called of God, it's their job to be in submission to the Lord so that the Lord can anoint him, revealing and showing the things that does come forward and apply to us. In other words, some things apply to the virgin that don't necessarily apply to the wife. And so those are the days we're living in. And day, not days, we brought down to not hours, but a moment and a twinkling of an eye. Amen. All right. So let's bow ahead in prayer before reading. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, whom you gave to be a propitiation for our sins. And all things, Lord, that come from you, come through him. And we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ today. And we just praise your mighty name. And I pray that you'll anoint us to say words, Lord, that would be of a benefiting nature to your wife and your children and to those that you've ordained it for. And we ask this in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Now, today, we will probably work on the title as we, when we get through today, somewhat, because I wrote some things down. It would be way too long for a title, I think, but we'll just see how it looks. And when we get through, we'll work it out all right. And I want to take a thought today. We are part of Adam. That's wonderful. We're part of Adam. That's wonderful. But more wonderful, we are the sheep part of Christ. But more wonderful, we are the sheep part of Christ. Amen. Now, we got two contrasting men here. And one of them is Adam. Amen. One of the greatest men ever lived. Amen. Besides the Lord Jesus. Well, I don't know if you can say besides the Lord Jesus Christ, because he was the Son of God also. Amen. And weren't for Adam, we wouldn't be here. Amen. And weren't for Christ, we wouldn't be here in the spiritual realm. Amen. Even Jesus Christ himself took advantage of some of the things that was that belonged in Adam's kingdom, which would be the natural kingdom. He ate and he enjoyed the blessings of things, and even after resurrection, when he went into the apostles to visit them after resurrection, they began to say, "This is the Spirit," and they were affrighted. But Jesus says, "Spirit don't have flesh and bone." And he said something of this nature. He said, "Do you have any meat or food?" And they set him out fish and honey. Now we're getting in Adam's kingdom now. Amen. And they gave him some fish and honey. And he ate it and talked with them and fellowshiped with them and disappeared. Amen. To another time. So when we look at the kingdom of God, Paul, incidentally, well, I don't know if I should say it, but Paul was the only one that brought both of these kingdoms in and differentiated out and showed the value of each one. Amen. And he did that there in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, one of the places. But it always come back to the Lord Jesus Christ bringing all things together, say. Amen. So Paul said, as we're part of the natural. And I want you to take that in consideration here. We're part of the natural. In other words, just we're part of this human race. Amen. And Adam died for the human race, his part of the human race. Amen. In other words, how did he die? Well, when Eve sinned, he didn't forsake her. He went over and he actually, the day you eat that day you shall die. So he voluntarily, and this is Paul's writing, Adam was not deceived, but Eve was. Adam, with his eyes wide open, we would say, went and partake of the tree of knowledge, knowing it would throw the whole human race into a fallen nature. But it would also bring forth his seed through Adam and Eve, see? Amen. And so there was a redeemer planned on down the road. And I know that because the book of Revelation says that Jesus Christ was slain from the foundation of the world. See, all this was already in the making, laying out. It was laid out there. So Adam stepped across the line to save his wife Eve and to produce the natural part of God's kingdom, see? Amen. And Paul brought that out real good, and I liked the way he did it. So that's why we're saying we are part of Adam, and that's wonderful. It says you're part of Adam, so you're part of Christ, see? Now, in this hour, we're in now rapturing time. Then that's when we are able to cross over from just the natural into the spiritual, and we take on glorified flesh and bones, see? Amen. So those are some of the thoughts we'll be dealing with. Amen. All right. So why don't we just start by reading. We'll start by reading 15:47 through 49. Now, this whole chapter deals with, but I don't intend to read it today, of that matter. But let's start with verse 44. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 47, it says, the first man is of the earth, earthy. And that's what I'm glad to have an earthy part. But see, the thing is, there's a crossing over where this earthy become glorified. Amen. We don't become a spirit. And that person asked me, said this the other, well, it's been a while back, said, Ben, you know, I just can't wait to get my spiritual body. You know, there's spiritual bodies we go into. I just can't wait to get my spiritual body. Well, that's great. But if you get a spiritual body, that probably means you died, see? Amen. But if you get a glorified body, that means this natural part of Adam, it'll be, would you call it transformed, or what would be a word there? It's changed into glorified flesh and bone, just like Jesus Christ was, you know. See, we're part of Adam, then we become part of Christ. And that's the way it is. And I'm so happy that I am part of Adam. Amen. Amen. Because I like to eat some of the things that God told Adam to prepare the garden, and some of the food that God gave Adam. And many other things, you know, that would come from the natural human realm, see. Amen. And those are things that came strictly from the Adam race, see. Amen. But there's a spiritual realm, amen, that we cross over from this natural into that spiritual realm. Amen. Even our own flesh and bones become glorified, or has become glorified. So this is so wonderful. And so with Adam, when Jesus Christ went down in the heart of the earth, when he was crucified, he was there for 3 days and nights. And during that time, he preached the gospel. Peter said he preached to the souls in prison. Amen. But all that weren't prison, because part of that area was paradise. And a great gulf was fixed between, see. And one couldn't go from the other. That great gulf was fixed because they'd already lived their life out here. And there's a great gulf up, but there's a way to cross over. Amen. There's a way to cross over. Do you believe it? Amen. From just being in this natural and talking about the Lord and talking about the things of the Lord and all the good things. And there's in this life from the Adamic standpoint, then we're all maybe our attention is drawn a lot to natural things. Houses, land, garden, and so many things. Your health and all these other things, you're drawn to the natural. Amen. But there's a spiritual side of the whole thing that changed the whole thing.
Amen.
Amen. And makes us that glorious group of people that become actually part of the Godhead.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And how do we do that, Brother Ben? You might ask. Well, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And becoming the wife of the Lamb puts us over into this glorified state while we're still living. You'll be changed in a moment, twinkling an eye, Paul said. Hallelujah. And right into the glorification, just like the Lord Jesus Christ, and just like those that he brought with him when he came, those that died in Christ. Paul speaks of that here, those that died in Christ. Those that were in Christ when the virgin fell and so on, and they went to the grave, amen, only the body went to the grave. And that's discarded right there. We don't need that body anymore. They don't. Amen, because he got some flesh and bone, glorified flesh and bone that they take on. There's a message, a trumpet message. Hallelujah. When this trumpet message begins to sound, you can feel it taking place. Do you feel it taking place today?
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. It's a trumpet. It's a word. And well, we brought this on the message recently, so I won't get in too deep here. But Paul, the Bible says Paul, he went forth and preached to neither Jews nor Gentiles. Said he created, he produced a new creation. And it was neither Jew nor Gentile. And in this new creation, part of Adam's seed and part of Christ, see, a new creation, amen. And in other words, we're still on the earth, amen, and we still love some of the good things to eat. I love watermelon. I like them when you go out and feel them, and there'll lay a big ripe watermelon, just cut the watermelon, and we kids used to get around and cut the watermelon, and or burst it, if we had something to cut it with, sometimes we'd burst, all of us get our hands in there. Amen, getting that watermelon out and eating. Amen, we were enjoying Adam's fruit then. Amen, that was part of Adam's kingdom, see. Had nothing to do with the kingdom of Christ. Amen, but now we've crossed over. Amen, as Barbara's song that she sung, and I just happened to think of this, it wasn't planned anyway, but it goes so much along with it. On our mind, we go to bed thinking on him, get up thinking about him, and live our life thinking about him. While all the while we're living in Adam's world, we'll say, God told Adam, conquer the earth and subdue it and all these things and so on like that. But there's another world that Jesus talked about, his kingdom. Amen. A spiritual kingdom. And that spiritual kingdom, amen, takes on glorified flesh and bone. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus was born of a woman. He had to because of the promise made to Abraham and so on. Born made of a woman, made under the law, it said. But he came to redeem them that was what? Those that were under the law. Those that were under the natural way of doing things. Amen. So here we are today. Thank God for Adam. Thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm not sure God elevates one of his sons all that much higher than the other. Because we get in the book of Luke, it starts how the earth was repopulated. It goes down the line. And in the book of Luke, I believe it's the third chapter, last verse, I believe 38 verse. It's about Enoch and all those. But it finally gets to Seth, son of Adam. Then it gets to Adam, the son of God. See? Amen. So I praise God for Adam, the great son of God, that's responsible for every human being on the face of the earth, other than the fact that the old serpent got in there. And again, I'm not going to get into that details because we got that in separate writing. Amen. But we can praise God for the things of that we associate with daily. And Paul even said one time, these are things that's common to man, you know, the cares of life and all that. We don't want to run from them, but we don't want to overburden ourselves with them. We see another kingdom, and gradually we're crossing over. Hallelujah, looking to that spiritual kingdom. Amen, because that is what we are born of. When we're born of him, we're born into a spiritual kingdom. And here's a I'm not going to say problem, but I could use this just as a point of getting the thought over. Here's the problem. We're part of the natural kingdom, and we're part of the spiritual kingdom. And they are, in many places, they contrast one another. Amen. But there's a way to cross over from the natural into the spiritual, and that's by revelation. In the natural, you do things by knowledge. You got certain knowledge of certain things, and that's good. Amen. Good knowledge is good as long as it's from the right source. Amen. That's from God, see. He gave Adam knowledge of how to even name the animals. I love to read about that. I've read about it lately. How did he know about all these animals, what to call them? Amen. Well, he had knowledge, and that was knowledge from God. Amen. And that's good knowledge. But then there's knowledge, and the word says some creators of evil thing. Some people are creators. They use the knowledge from the wrong source. And there's two sources of knowledge. One source is from God. Amen. From the tree of knowledge. And that tree of knowledge is a wonderful thing. Amen. Unless you let the devil get in there and begin to manipulate it. Without the tree of knowledge, we wouldn't have anything. The written word is the tree of knowledge. And it's so wonderful. But what about that tree of life? That's where it connects in there. Glory to God. And bring forth that fruit. And it's just so wonderful. So there's a lot of things in the world today. We look at the world, and it's our normal, natural way of thinking. Figure out how to do this and how to do that and all like that. But more and more, we're asking the Lord to lead us and guide us. Amen. Unless the Lord leads us and guides us, we're not going to get everything just. We're not going to get just right. Because we've got to cross over to a realm where glorification. We got glorified body, glorified flesh and bone. Amen. And that's what we've been doing since the eating of the little books. And now the work is near finish. Just it will be at the rapture, see, when we go up in the rapture. So those are the things we're looking at today. And this what we wrote down here. We are part of Adam, and that's wonderful. That's wonderful. We're part of Adam. That's wonderful. But more wonderful, we are the she part of Christ. That's marriage. That's getting us up in the hour we're living in. I'm just going back over some of the things, how we get here. But that's the sheep, when we become the sheep part of Christ, that means the wife of the Lamb. That means we're his queen. That means he's our king. Amen. And God has made him both Lord and Savior to us. Amen. So if you want to say, Lord, that lady talked to Barbara there, says, well, you know, sometimes God don't like it the way people do. They want to give Jesus all the glory and leave God out. Well, I'll tell you, when you're giving Jesus the glory, God looks at you and smiles. Amen, because Jesus is his glory, and you're part of that Jesus. Amen, you're part of that Christ. You're the sheep part of that Christ. And we've just come through the messages on that them that was in Adam, that was in God, that was in Christ. Amen, the masculine, feminine. And then when Adam and Eve begin to have children, amen, that them, that she part, went into a female, and the masculine part into the male. In other words, there's men and women, they're separate now. It was all in one package, like in a seed, plant a seed, and then that seed bring forth. Therefore, God wants us to be separate. Want a man to be a man, a woman to be a woman, and then he wants them to act like and be like, because that's his glory. Hallelujah. So when we begin to look at these things of God, how he does things, amen. But I just had the thought on my mind basically here. I want to get the Adam's seed. And Paul don't condemn Adam's seed nowhere. Amen. And he don't say Adam's seed's going to be replaced by the seed of Christ. No, we're not only the seed of Adam, but we're also the seed of Christ, because there's a natural and spiritual side of us. Amen. And this natural, amen, it the spiritual just blends so much with the wife, especially because she's the Word. She's part of the Godhead. Amen. And so the natural things, yes, we still have them around us, and they're still all right. Now, I'm not talking, when I say natural, I'm not talking about carnal so much. See, natural, I'm talking about as things come naturally, like a birth of a child, a little boy or a little girl, see. Amen. They don't say this is a half boy and a half girl. Amen. They don't say this is both masculine and feminine. This child is both masculine and feminine. No, it's all masculine and all feminine. It's all male or all female, see. Amen. And so those are the things there that after Adam and Eve began to have children, planted the seeds in the earth, it went into everybody. That would be male and female, male and female, male and female, and not one born both male and female. Amen. So those are the things we want to look at. So God made us part of Adam's kingdom. And when we accept Christ, it don't destroy Adam's kingdom. See? And the Bible don't talk about Adam being the evil one, see? Nowhere does it say Adam was the evil one. See, we see there in the garden, what he did, yes, in one sense there, he stepped across the line and went over to the side. But see, that was the perfectly will of God. Amen. He had to do that in order to save his people. And like Jesus Christ there at Calvary, he overcame death free. Amen, clear and free, and gave us the victory. Yet he, in turn, went to the cross and died for all the sins of those that were ordained of God. Though he bought the book, Revelation chapter 5. He took the book, the bloody lamb did. He bought everything in it. Amen, because everything in it was children of God, from Adam's side or those spiritual children of God. But within the book, there's a point I want to make, and I think we've made it sufficiently, but bring it in on this. Within the book of life, that's Revelation chapter 5, when he took from within the book of life, he took from it the little book. And that little book was brought down to us, and it was said, eat the little book, and that began to put us into the state of glorification. Amen. It's been going on all along the way. And now we're in that moment of the twinkling of an eye, ready for the change. Amen. Amen. Are we going to condemn Adam's race? No, they got a job to do. Their job is right on through the millennium. And if you'll hear some of the messages, maybe in the latest book we wrote, you'll find out that even in that eternal age, well, it won't be eternal age, it'll be even in eternity, there'll be those natural people there. Amen. And the natural people will come up, and they just won't get near the wife of the Lamb. See, that's why the Bible says they come up, and they whosoever will drink of the water of life freely. Glory to God. But here we are right now, a special people. Glory to God. Predestinated, ordained of God, and were with him before the world was. We were part of Jesus Christ all along the way by God's taking that word and brought that word down to Mary, and there was a child conceived, and that was the word child. And even that word child was part of the Adam race, because he came through Mary and he became a carpenter, and he was part of that. But there came a time, amen, when Christ came into him. This is in the Matthew chapter 4, I believe it is, when Christ came into him, and it changed the whole thing. Amen. And that's what has happened to us. It's changed the whole thing. He crossed over from the natural, stopped building houses, and everybody stopped liking him like they were, see? Amen. He became, that became a creation of his own, see? Amen. Glorified flesh and bone now. Hallelujah. Well, when he come into us, amen, the same thing take place. It quickened that word that was with him before the world was. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that you're eternal? You were the word way back before eternity began, if that is such a thing. Amen. And that makes you part of the Godhead. That's that special group of people who took the little book, amen, out of the hand of the angel and ate it. And that little book, what the little book was, become your flesh and bone. Glory to God. That's why glorified flesh and bone. Let me have some more water here, please. So the point is the crossing over. Crossing over, see? We as Christian, as part of this new kingdom, new creation, see, we realize this other share and we respect it and we like, we're proud to be part. But we know that in order to be the wife of the Lamb, which we are, then we have to cross over many places and let the natural things go. Amen. In other words, just for take a little for instance here, we're not caring about a fine car or a fine house or many of these things that would that normal Adam race might want, you know. Amen. But we got our mind, like Barbara's song says, when she goes to bed, she's thinking about it. When get up thinking about it. Amen. That is the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And we yield to that. And when we yield to it, we don't despise the other. See, we don't despise that we're part of a human being. Now, after service today, we'll go back and have dinner. Amen. I'm going to enjoy it so good. I don't know exactly what it's going to be right now. Amen. But I'm going to enjoy it, and I'm going to know that's part of the natural human existence. But see, we're in another realm, a spiritual realm. Just like Jesus said, that I'm not in this world. Amen. Why did you see the Son of Man at this end of heaven, so on, which is in heaven, see? Amen. He was in heaven, but he's standing right there. He was in heaven when he said, have you got something to eat? Amen. He was in heaven when he walked on the water. Glory to God. He was in heaven when he multiplied the fish and loaves. Yet, he was right here on this earth, and thank God he did multiply the fish and loaf because fed a lot of Adam's seed, no doubt. Amen. A lot of other people, they were hungry, and that's this body. After you go so long without food, you get hungry. Amen. In my other life, we would say, earlier days, we came in somewhat in the Pentecostal religious realm through that way, God leading us step at a time. Back in those days, it was fasting, praying, and praying all night, fasting, go 5 days, 10 days, and on like that. It was probably half the time, half the day's fasting, the other half eating, you know. Amen. And then going sometimes 25 days, sometimes 20 days, and a couple of times 40 days and night. Amen. I'll tell you, you get wanting some food long about the end of that 40 day and night. That's why the devil came to Jesus. See? Because Jesus, he knew Jesus was part of the human race. He ate like other men did. But he didn't know if he was the Son of God or not. But after he fasted 40 days and nights there, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Amen. Get you something to eat. I know you're hungry. Jesus said, it is written. Watch, he cross over that spiritual realm. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Get thee behind me, Satan. And then the angels came and ministered to him. Amen. I thank God many times when it looked like hopeless, that we were in hopeless cases, the angels came and ministered to him. Oh, we praise God for it. Hallelujah. So I'm so happy to be part of the human race. I'm not happy with the evil and sin that the other side, the through the serpent nature, what they projecting. Amen. But I'm glad that I'm part of it. But even more so, see, the title was there, we were part of Adam. We're part of Adam, and that's good, or that's wonderful. We're part of Adam, and that's wonderful. Dot, dot, or explanation. But more wonderful. Now, that's what I wanted to get, the more wonderful. You get over there in 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, he began to tell about the law. He tells there about Moses, and when he got with God, his face shines so bright. They had to put a veil on. Watch now. They had to put a veil over his face before they could even look at him. Amen. The light was so bright. But Paul says, amen, this so far outshined that. Amen. The glory is so greater that it's as though it were no glory. Hallelujah. So there's a glory that's shining upon the God's wife today. It makes everything else look so less glorious. That's the reason we don't have to worry about being tossed to and fro. And I know in dealing with some ministers sometimes, they'll say, well, we got this brother come in, and he preached, but said he led a few people away from the what we were teaching. Well, amen. That's all right. If they can lead them away, let them have them. Glory to God, because you're his, you're not going to lead away. Because Jesus said, I haven't lost any of that the Father give me except the son of perdition. Amen. You can't take one out of Jesus' hand. Amen. They're in his hand, and no man can take them out of his hand. Now, if there's somebody get led astray, they probably was, what did Paul say? Lusting for another realm of things. Amen. We're so happy just to be the wife of the Lamb. And somebody having a big flowery church service with all the glories and all the flowery things and all the different music and all. And now they begin to get movie stars in to sing and everything like that, and get so many people they can't have sell tickets to. they can't get them all in, you know. It's so much because they got a movie star. Well, we don't want that stuff. Amen. We are getting away from that. We have got away from that. We're born away from it. It's not in us to begin with, say. Hallelujah. So that's knowledge, but that's not even Adam's knowledge. That's the knowledge old serpent that came to Eve, see, trying to make things look a little different. But we take the Word of God. We take the Spirit of God. Amen. We enjoy life. Hallelujah. Somebody talk about, I'll be glad, I just want to get out of this old world. I'm tired of this old world. I just want to get out of it. Everything's so bad for me, I want to get out of this old world. Well, I tell you, I'm not in a bit of hurry getting out because I've already got out spiritually. Amen. Hallelujah. Just whenever, while I'm in this earth, I'm going to enjoy the things that provided that is clean and wholesome and natural and from the seed of Adam, say. Amen. I'm going to enjoy some foods. I'm going to enjoy this, that. But all the while, when I lay down, my mind's on him. When I get up, my mind's on him. Amen. Because I'm the wife of the Lamb, and I can't think of nothing but the husband, king, and the God has made him our God. Amen. During this millennia and all that, God has made Jesus our God. Amen. Because, see, at the end of the millennium, when he turned the kingdom back. But right now, amen, you say, I want to go to God. Well, just go to Jesus. Amen. If you're the wife of the Lamb, that's all right. Yes, when the millennia over, Jesus delivered all the kingdom back. But then the glory come right back upon the throne there. And there says one, amen, they look upon his face, and his name's in their foreheads, just one there. So it's still Jesus, Jesus reflecting the glory of God. Amen. So we just appreciate it. How many sees here, just a moment before we move on, that the earth, even in that eternal age, see, even in the eternal age, there's natural people. They're not spiritual. They know in the sense of what we know. They know how to plant a garden. They know how to till the earth. They know how to work everything they're good to this earth. They love the earth because they're part of it. But here's a group of people just praising God. They are the one that there's a tree of life, amen, that has become she. She brings forth her fruit, and the water of life flows right from the throne, amen, right through the wife of the Lamb to all nations. Then all our glory is this. See, all the nations come, of the natural people come, and just to be around us a little bit. Amen. Just to get a little drink of that water of life, and I'm talking that water of life spiritual. Amen. And just come and sit under the shade of that tree of life, and then go back and be happy for a year. Amen. Yet all the while in the natural. But here we are, and it's time. It come time now, in this little moment, twinkling eye, for us to cross over, make that complete crossing from the natural thing to in the spiritual realm. So much that we become glorified flesh and bone, and it just works. It just works out that we're part of Him, bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh. What we do, we become that Word that we were before He ever created the world. We were that. So those are some of the things we're looking at here. It's a special group of people. Amen. But I wanted to bring this message in to be sure that we don't look out here at this world, Adam's world, and I'm not talking about what they've done to politicians, nothing like that. I'm not even in that realm, the serpent realm, religious realm, or nothing. I'm talking about just good old farmers and people that got a good heart, those that wouldn't do you wrong no matter what. Amen. And they just got good hearts in them. See, that's what it used to be in the mountains here. Somebody's barn burned or had someone got sick or something. The neighbors would get together and get their teams of horses or mules or whatever, come plow the fields for them and all that. Amen. Just some good old people. Amen. Well, those are Adam's seed. They're going right on into they'll be there in that eternity while the wife of the Lamb, there her light will shine. Amen. Oh, that city of Mount Zion. Glory to God. And all those things, and they're strictly from the spiritual side of things. They're the seed of God in that realm. Now I was going to read, and so I'll read. I'm getting time to close here in a moment anyway. But I started reading in verse 47 where I was going to read it. It reads like this. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Now God, through Paul, letting know there's two sons. One of them has the earthly side of things. The second man, Lord from heaven, he has the spiritual side of things. Amen. And we're partakers of both. Hallelujah. When I say earthly, I'm not talking about carnal things. Lust and those, I'm talking about the things of the things in this world here. And then we go on to verse 48. It says, as is the earthy, such are they also that are earthly. In other words, he's differentiating here. There's some earthly people, and that's what they are, earthly. Don't try to make them anything else, because that's where God ordained and put them. Just say, if you could make everybody spiritual, let's just say it like this so that you'll be sure to understand what I'm talking about. Then where would the people come from to take care of the earth in the millennium? Where would the people come from that take care of the earth in the eternal age? They're not spiritual, they're earthy. Made from the earth, and they love the earth, and they do the earthly thing, and they're going to make this whole earth a paradise. Amen. And they'll have plenty to do throughout eternity, throughout the millennia. By the time the millennia is over, a lion eats straw like a bullock. Amen. The little child and the leopard or whatever will play together. Amen. And there'll be children being born, because they spoke of Isaiah, the suckling child, little child, and all that. Amen. Well, those are good things. Those are wonderful things. Those are not part of the wife of the Lamb as we're speaking of today. We're in a spiritual realm. We're a new creation, just like it was in the days of Paul when he created a group, and it was the virgin. It was different. Even Peter and Paul and all them, they told Paul, we've had that on many messages, you all go and preach to those folks. We'll go to the brethren, the circumcision. See, it was a different realm of saints to do a different thing, but each one in the eyes of God had their own special play. But there's nothing, amen, more special than no group of people more special in their particular order and place than the wife of the Lamb, because she is the wife of God's only begotten Son, the one that died to save all of God's other children. Amen. And the gift that God gives us. Oh, that unspeakable gift the Word speaks of. When God gives us that gift of His Son, hallelujah, by Him we're redeemed. He gave His life. He bought and paid for us. Hallelujah. And He made a special creation, a new generation. Amen. The wife of the Lamb. But now, let me stop here to say that it didn't hinder God's plan with the earth, with the eternal age out here, and how God's going to have people to take care of this earth and all that. This is a special group, amen, that has become part of the Godhead. When I say has been, they were actually that before the world was, in the sense that Jesus, the Lamb of God, was crucified before the world was. In God, it was the same. And my wife was talking the other day about what I'd read there in Genesis. She liked it real good. I did too. That the plants in the earth before they were planted. That's in Genesis. You'll get that in a couple of messages back. Amen. And talked about the Adam, the planting of the seed and all that. All those things are there. It's for a purpose. And He emphasized those things over and over, not just one time, but over and over again, to be sure that we were seeing where we were starting from and how this thing was going. Amen. So there's a people, glory to God. And yes, as we bore the earthly, we'll bear the heavenly. See, and that we love. Amen. Otherwise, when we come back, we wouldn't eat, we wouldn't do it. We'd be like the angels, just travel around. Amen. But don't you love, amen, to eat that good food that God in His wisdom gave His servants on the earth? And I'm not talking about bride, or I'm not talking about wife, and I'm not talking about someone that's born. I'm talking about them people that God has here on earth. They can fix some meals. Oh my, hey man, you can't. You'll wanna cut in the line, get up a little quicker to get to it. Amen. But those are the good things about. But just think, this is way better, because this is something, whether you eat or not. Amen. Whether you're fasting or whether you ain't, you can have this power and glory of God, fellowshipping with the saints. Amen. Those of old, and amen. It's just such, it's beyond words. Words can't explain it. Amen. We can use the best words and all that we could think of, and then we wouldn't even touch it. I remember when Brother Brown went over to see some of the dead saints. Amen. God says, would you like to see how it is over there? And it weren't necessarily those of glorified flesh and bones. It was just the souls. He went over there and he saw them, and he says to, how happy they were. He said to use the words sublime, said that wouldn't even touch it. Said there's no words could even describe how wonderful, how good, and how joyous it is. Glory to God. Well, that's one realm of God's working. Amen. And it's God's born-again people all over being that realm. But then the wife of the Lamb, she's altogether a different group. There's, remember, we've brought it in too, and I don't want to overdo it a whole lot. But in the book of Revelation, chapter 7, amen, there were those that were clothed in white robes. And they were so happy. I'll show you how happy they were. They had palms in their hand. They were praising God. Amen. They were just so happy. But that's only one step. There's another step beyond that for the wife of the Lamb. John got over there in Revelation chapter 19. He saw a group. Amen. That had the very righteousness of God. Amen. And he said there that this particular group is the wife of the Lamb. The wife of the Lamb, male or servant, and to her it was granted, and watch the difference. Granted that she should be clothed in fine linen, clean and white. Amen. There's the glory. You don't get higher than that, because that's getting part of the Godhead. Hallelujah. Amen. So I just praise God for these things. But there's a way for the wife of the Lamb. We don't ever want to get entangled with things that don't particularly pertain to her. Amen. Maybe on the other side, the natural people out there for a natural purpose, may other things pertain to them. Their interests may be different. But we don't ever want to get our interest so much in their things that we leave our things off. Amen. We have the trumpet sounding this year. Amen. The glory of God's here. Amen. We're baptized into this message of glorified flesh and bone. It's the body of Christ. We're in that little time, a moment and twinkling of an eye, and these stars sure are twinkling today. Oh, yes. The twinkling is going on right now. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. So I believe that the inspiration Barbara got on that song, and she weren't too long getting it. She was relatively quick getting the song. Amen. And it brings about thinking about and go to bed thinking about, and ever to get up with the glory. Maybe she'll sing it again after this message and just get a good take on it, because I didn't even think about it till I got preaching this message here in that sense. Amen. But do you love him? Amen. Do you thank God for his word? Amen. I know we had a prophet messenger come to this age. He brought the healing and many of the things back, bringing us more in the spirit. But there was a man after he went off scene, came in, he brought something different in. He began to talk about the millennia, people, children being born and all that. And he began to talk about those of the eternal age, how the mortal people would come up and worship then Jerusalem and all that. He put a whole new group of people in the earth that Brother Brown didn't specifically talk about so much. Amen. Well, we're the wife of the Lamb. We got it all, ain't we? Amen. We have the we're not envious of them in the sense we'd like to be what they are. Amen. And we're not trying to hinder them from being all that they can be. Amen. But on the other side here, amen, we are rejoicing, we're praising God, we're glorifying God, and we're not condemning. The Pentecostals used to condemn everybody near. They don't do this, they don't do that, they drink coffee, they take pills and all, on and on, and they drank Cokes and there's caffeine in it, you know, and I've came through all. I've heard all that. Not that I partake of all, but I've heard all that. But I'm telling you, I love the Lord, don't you? I appreciate him. So I felt that would be something that just needed to put in here to level out and complete and make our understanding, make us, what do we say, good and rounded, well-rounded Christian? Amen. And to make us just level-headed on all these things and look at things right and be just, that's why we're so happy. We're not worried about all these things. We know God, everything is in control. Everything's all right. Amen. And we're just so happy both day and night. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for this word. And I pray that you'll take these words and that you'll use them for your glory and bless the people as you've ordained. And we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. Amen. All right. Amen. Bobby, you're going to come on and sing for us this time. Amen. We just thank the good Lord. And if you feel like testifying or something, just feel free here. Glory to God. Amen.
I want to say we put a new book on last week, and the title of it is The Masculine Part of Christ and the Feminine Part of Christ Marrying Together Has Produced a People Without Any Death. And I love that about when Ben preached last week, what he preached on God's huge family. I love that about where Adam and Eve, when they came together, they produced the children, but the children had death in them. You know, the body did. But then when the masculine part of Christ and the feminine part of Christ came together, then it, you know, in marriage, then it produced a people without any death.
Amen.
And actually, when we took the little book and we came together, then that started producing the glorified flesh and bones. And I just love that, because it took man and woman to be able to produce glorified flesh and bones. The male could not do it by himself, just like the ministry could not do it by themselves. So they had to have the rest of the body to be able to do that. And that's just like our Lord. He couldn't do this by himself. He had to have us to be able to produce the glorified flesh and bones. I just love you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And I praise God for living in this moment, and the twinkling of the eye is taking place. Amen. Thank you, Lord. In the morning when I rise, my thoughts are on you. And all day long I think about all the things together that we do. 'Cause my only joy, Lord, is in you. My only joy is in you, Lord. Oh, my only joy is in you, Lord. I give praise and thanks to you, and glory and honor too, 'cause my only joy, Lord, is in you. My only joy is in you, Lord. Oh, my only joy is in you, Lord. I give praise and thanks to you, and glory and honor too, 'cause my only joy, Lord, is in you. At the end of the day when I lay down to sleep at night, the revelation you've given to me of flesh and bones glorified is plainly seen, for it's now manifested itself in me and made a joy that is only known in thee. My only joy is in you, Lord. Oh, my only joy is in you, Lord. I give praise and thanks to you, and glory and honor too, 'cause my only joy, Lord, is in you. At the end of the day when I lay down to sleep at night, the revelation you've given to me of flesh and bones glorified is plainly seen, for it's now manifested itself in me and made a joy that is only known in thee.
Oh, yeah.
My only joy is in you, Lord. Oh, my only joy is in you, Lord. I give praise and thanks to you, and glory and honor too, 'cause my only joy, Lord, is in you. I give praise and thanks to you, and glory and honor too, 'cause my only joy, Lord, is in you. 'Cause my only joy, Lord, is in you.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
You. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right. Rejoice in the Lord. Amen. One place says, rejoice evermore. Amen. That's one thing the children of God known for in Israel and the different, especially in Israel. The Israelis, they love to shout. They love to blow the horn, ram horn, and dance in the spirit. And
the wife loves to blow
yeah,
horn.
Yeah, yeah. And the wife of the Lamb blowing the trumpet. Glory to God. Amen. I tell you, this is so good. You never get through telling this good story. And the wonders of it all. See, the wonders of it all is it's just like going into a big mansion or something to look, see what all in there. Each room you find wonders that you never dreamed of. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's what we're doing today, enjoying the wonders of this. This just opened up a little bit, went into another room this morning of this big castle, you know, and we begin to see things. Wow, look at this, look at this, look at this. And it just wowed us. Some people say you want to do something, cause them to wow. Well, if this don't cause you to wow, but I'd rather twinkle than wow. Amen. Twinkle, twinkle. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Now, the coming next few weeks, we planned it, kind of looked at maybe by the end of the year that we would have a big book, and we're looking at having a hardback. I don't know all the ins and outs of that at this point in time, but we hope to have in the next few weeks. Well, we're coming this, as they call, Christmas season. So maybe within the next couple of weeks it'll be something at the printer, because our work is about a year's work, I guess, somewhere, 6 months or so, about 8 months we've been on it, and so it's getting time to change gear here a little bit. Amen. Close this out and start. So maybe it's possible that there'll be some hardbacks on this one. Amen. Do it in the hardback style. So we don't know again, but those don't take that as a certainty, because we just see how we work it out daily. Give us this day our daily bread. Amen. Lead us daily. Amen. So that's the reason we don't plan too far ahead. Tomorrow's another day, and today's another day. Amen. So some people say, there's a song that says, tomorrow's just a day away. Well, then it's another day away at tomorrow, see? Amen. 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 Do you love him now? Amen. Amen. Well. I guess I'll stop talking here and maybe go back and enjoy some of that good food that we talked about. And enjoy the blessings and talk about the word. And it's just, this just good. So may God bless you today. Is there any other announcement we need to make? All right, so these are some of the things that's going on. I like to kind of keep people posted as to what's going on, what we're doing, and so on. And that way, see, we're all in it together. Everybody knows what's going on. There's no secrecies to this thing. Amen. It's wide open for the wife of the Lamb, see? Amen. So God bless you. Amen. And we just appreciate you. So just consider yourself dismissed. Amen. 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 Amen.